I was in love with it. The first thing that changed, well, you know this from the radio business, but as a young person, I fell in love with the idea that people would send me free records and they would call me and say, hey, do you want to go see the Boomtown Rats on Thursday night at the Palace? I can't believe it. You're calling me to ask me if I want to go to this show. Yeah, I think I'll go. So I threw myself into the scene as much as I could, considering I still had a job. You know, I was still the guy that had to get up in the morning. And just about everybody I talked to didn't have to get up in the morning. And that was a problem for me, interviewing bands, like at the Second Chance in Ann Arbor, because it was just a long night. But to directly answer your question, I love the scene. I love going to bookies. Do you know about the Surprise kind of anonymously billed shows that they would have there when there was a good band playing at Pine Knob, and then they would play bookies at midnight? Yeah, Jimmy and the Juke Joints. Yeah, and it's real. It really happened. And it happened a couple times with those guys, and I would just get a call at my desk that said, your bookies at midnight. And all you had to do was look in the newspaper to see. I mean, if Jake Owens was in town, we knew they were in town anyways, because they were such a Detroit band, even though they were a Boston band. They were really, they loved Detroit and recorded their live albums there and things. I saw them in 1971 in Detroit. They played Cobo Hall, opening for Elvin Lee, and 10 years after, when they had just released their first album. Anyway, they're kind of a greasy bar band, blues bar band, but I love that first album. I might have had the only copy in Midland.